And I was a bit disturbed because it's like you're letting process be your friend, but I'm not sure it's being as friendly to all the folks that are involved in the different districts. It looks somewhat gerrymandered, and perhaps that's necessary. Getting back to the initial thing, there's a group of 31 people that were selected. These were nominated by principals, et cetera, as they said. I think perhaps this could be opened up a bit. Plus also, were the 31, how many of the 31 this time were the same 31 that were on the last time? Maybe time for some new ideas, new ways, open it up, get new information in. There are a lot of people in this district that have backgrounds that might be of some help and have some impact upon how this could be done. It has obviously an impact on particular areas. I know, for example, the area that I live in last time was moved over to another area. And this has had an effect on, of course, the value of homes. And it has an impact. It's not just the number of students that are moved. It's also the impact on the students that are moved. I would just encourage that before we start making out little rectangles of areas that are going to be moved over from one area to another to balance whatever the reason was, this be looked at a little bit better in different ways that it could be done. In other words, there's a lot of school districts with the elementary school. I'm not as familiar with the elementary schools. I am with high schools or university type students. But it seems like an awful lot of this, this is a nice auditorium to talk in. It's a bit inconvenient. I have to admit, I didn't know where it was, and I've lived in this area for over 20 years. It just needs to be a little more sunshine in the process. The process is there, and you're adhering to the process, but I'm not sure that it's the process of being our friend. You can say that, okay, we've gone through the process, we've had the meetings, we've had the events. I'm not sure that you've gotten all the representation from all the citizens that are impacted by this. And I understand if you get too much input, it's hard to get this thing done. But I think we would appreciate a little bit more input and some opportunities to participate more. If we depend upon the paper, it's usually reported the day after it happens. And so a lot of times, if you're working full time, for example, today at 5 o'clock, and I appreciate y'all having it at three different times.
He said, thank y'all for all the hard work that y'all do. Y'all do a great job with this school district. We love this school district. I'm going to kind of feed off of him a little bit in that rectangle. I'm affected by that. My girls are. I have three daughters that have been, two attend South Knoll right now. One's been there from kindergarten on, and I have one that's been there since pre-K, and she's in first grade. My oldest is in fourth. The thing that's affecting us is, and if we get moved, we get moved. We can't argue that. But we're going to be transporting one girl across town to transport another one back across town in this situation. And then they've already built friendship and relationships here at South Knoll. They're now moving across town, building new friendship. That's great. But to move back across town to go back to Oakwood when they're done in fourth grade and have to start all over again. That's one thing that kind of popped in our head when this zoning happened. Living low income, I understand if we get moved, we get moved. But think of the children in this instance, if possible, and think of the relationships that they're having to change relationships from over here, Spring Creek. Is that the new one, Spring Creek? Spring Creek. Going back to Oakwood, then back to that middle school. So, yeah, they're there for two schools, but they're having to flip-flop back and forth and change their relationships, and that affects children. It affected me when I've been through. I was in five different schools before second semester of fifth grade, and I started over so many times, and it affected me in my life, and I don't want that for my girls. My youngest daughter is in pre-K at a private school right now. She is excited to go to South Knoll. She wants to go to South Knoll because she wants to have the same teachers that her sister did. But just think of the relationship and think of the children in that instance, if y'all would, when y'all go into meetings again and finalize everything.